This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Well, our theme this week addresses the atypical times around and about now because of the COVID-19 situation, how it's influencing K-State Research and Extension's ability to get information out to gardeners across the state and beyond. We've invited in today, and we'll have her back next week as well, Cheryl Boyer. Cheryl is the Extension State Leader for Horticulture at Kansas State University. Cheryl, if there were ever a time for information to get out, this would be it, because the encouragement for folks who have been bound up at home because of the coronavirus, they need to get out and enjoy the fruits, if you will, of garden activity.
They do, and we're just beginning to enter the gardening season, so right now is a fantastic time for people to do some planning and to do some gardening, whether that is flower gardening or vegetable gardening. We have lots of K-State Research and Extension resources for lots of different scenarios. And we have resources from a situation where you're in an apartment and all you have is a patio, to plenty of space. Resources are available for both starting your own seeds, if you want to do that, and for shopping at garden centers. They have been learning to adapt to this challenge. And nationally, it's been quite a conversation about garden centers and other horticulture businesses being considered essential services. So we're appreciative of that.
Well, since we're on the path of what Extension can provide, let's talk about two specifics here. The soil testing laboratory at Kansas State University, for those who need to know about the nutrient content of their garden soil or their flower bed, is it still open for business?
It is. So as the university has transitioned, it was at a bit of a reduced capacity, but I'm really pleased to report that I spoke with the state extension leader in agronomy yesterday, and he assured me that they are back to normal operations. They have set up some alternative ways to accept soil samples. So there are some instructions, and for sure, I definitely encourage you to check with your local county agent. So if you just search KSU Soil Testing Lab, all of those resources are online. And they also have a link to where you can set up a UPS shipping label and ship directly to the lab from your home. And then there are also some resources for agents to be able to, at request, have a box and a sample sitting outside the extension office that you can pick up if you're not under a stay-at-home order.
Same question about the plant disease diagnostic laboratory at K-State, which is usually quite busy starting about now and for the next several months, actually.
That's true. So it's busy season for everybody in horticulture, and the plant disease diagnostic lab is no different. They've been trying to figure out solutions for receiving samples. They are at fairly normal capacity as well. So you can ship it to the regular location, but it goes to central mail and they'll only be picked up twice a week. And if you know anything about plant samples, if they're not retrieved quickly. So we always recommend not to ship them on Fridays, because if they sit in shipping over the weekend, sometimes they're mush by the time they get to the diagnostic lab. So they have actually set up an alternative location for people to ship their samples to. So that will be available on the website. Again, check with your county agent. They'll have this information, and we'll be doing our best to get a hold of those samples and get you some answers. I would also recommend, you know, we're doing lots of video things these days. If you have a smartphone, take some photos that are close up of the problem, far away from the problem, and then also do a video. You can submit a video via email and our agents can see that. I think home site visits are going to be limited or in many cases non-existent. But if you can take a video of what you're looking at, then that's also great feedback too. So I recommend that path.
Cheryl, we'd like to bring you back next week and share more about how garden centers, the commercial sector, are adapting to social distancing and all the other aspects that are going along with the coronavirus situation. We appreciate the update on extension activities in the horticultural field, and we'll talk again next week. Thank you.
Sounds great. Thanks.
Cheryl Boyer is the Extension State Leader in Horticulture at Kansas State University. And Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.